Sir, I have something you should listen to.
If you're here in person, it must be important. What is it?
The intelligence officer at Outpost Beacon 411 sent this to me on a level 2 encrypted channel early this morning. Interrupted my tea.
You poor man. 411? That's halfway to Mars. You haven't told me what it is yet.
There was a skirmish there between the garrison forces and an Imperial excursion masquerading as pirates. Yesterday, at 2000 hours, we lost contact with the platoon. The expeditionary vessel Athene picked them back up about an hour later and, well, just listen.
Mayday! Mayday! This is Outpost Garrison Helios 1 on patrol route 411. Do you read? Anyone? Do you read me? This is Helios 1 requesting immediate assistance! I've lost half my senses and I'm severely damaged. Can anyone hear me? Anyone?
I barely read you, Helios 1. This is Expeditionary Vessel Athena on Bering Gulf Zeta Zeta Niner. What's the situation?
Oh, thank God! We were completely wiped out! I'm the only one left! Send everything you've got!
Say again, pilot. This is an expeditionary vessel. There's nothing we can send you. Vector to our course and we'll send a recovery vessel to—
Damn it, aren't you listening? It totally wiped us out! Send fighters! It came out of nowhere and killed everyone! It'll kill us all!
What came out of nowhere? I don't understand.
A black mobile suit! We were engaged in an Imperial patrol disguised as pirates. We were pretty evenly matched, but then this thing appeared and slaughtered the Imperial forces before turning on us!
A what?
A black mobile suit! I've never seen anything like it! It evaded our attacks! I couldn't even get a clean shot on it! Our ship just bounced off! Only used short-range weapons! It killed everyone! It's following me! I just know it!
There's nothing on the radar, Helios. Just you.
Oh, it doesn't show up on radar! It was jamming everything! Call headquarters and tell them to send everything they have out here! If there is any more of them, it's all over!
Calm down, pilot. Vector to our heading and—
Oh God, there it is! I knew it! It followed me! Stay away!
Helios? Helios! Come in, Helios! Do you copy? I repeat, do you copy?
This recording and everything related to the incident at Outpost 411 is now under level 0 security.
Is this black mobile suit really that serious?
What else do you know about it?
Only what I can deduce from the recording and the data the Athene sent me.
And knowing you, you've already theorized more than is safe for you to talk about.
You know me too well. Any other orders, sir?
Send a message to Athene. Inform the captain that... who's the skipper?
Ah, a Captain Eileen Feverston, sir.
Inform Captain Feverston that she, her crew, and her ship have been reassigned to secret ops duty and returned to Luna for refitting.
My name is Melinda Roman.
Peter!
I refer to myself as a pop princess for modesty's sake, but I really am the most popular singer in the world.
Peter! Where are you?
And during wartime, that's something. Entertainers are a dime a dozen these days. Soldiers and civilians both need something to take their minds off of hard times. Making it to the top and staying there is hard work.
Peter! I'm hungry!
My first job is singing. My second job is posing for magazines and photo shoots. But my real job is keeping people happy. People wonder how I managed to do it for so long, or how I always put out so much energy every time I go on stage, 2 to 4 times a week, 3 weeks per month. Each performance is in a different part of the world, or even a different colony.
Ow! Stupid vacuum!
But you know, No one ever wonders who keeps us entertainers happy.
Ugh! Ugh, Melinda. I thought that door was locked.
It was. I'm hungry.
Cell phones exist for a reason, you know.
I couldn't find mine. Feed me.
Melinda, hey! Don't eat the chair!
Who keeps entertainers happy? Their managers.
Oh! Strawberries! These are so rare in wartime! Where did you get them?
I'm resourceful. Shouldn't you be resting? We're leaving for Earth in a few hours, and you have a concert right after we land.
I can't sleep on an empty stomach. Do I look like a robot?
Why didn't you eat after the concert? There was loads of food at the party.
I did, but I got hungry again.
Scales?
What?
If you've gone up a dress size, wardrobe will let me have it.
If I must.
Adjusting for a full stomach, not an ounce over. Happy?
Mostly. I'll be happier if you go on back to bed. We can't have you landing with puffy eyes and a bad complexion.
Fine. Where are we going again?
Europe. Slavic province.
Where?
Former Serbia.
Really? We're soldiers this time, right?
Yes. We'll be near the front lines this time. They've agreed to a ceasefire during your stay, of course.
Of course. They wouldn't be stupid enough to shoot at cute little old me, would they?
Of course not. Anyone who hurts you is destined to lose this war. Go back to your room. I'll come get you and... Melinda?
Come in. If you're an assassin, you won't make it past the threshold.
Sergeant First Class Nova Gainsborough, sir! I've been transferred to your unit and I am not an assassin.
Assassins usually aren't this loud. Do you have your papers?
Sir! Is everything in order?
If there's one thing the army can do well, it's keep its papers straight. Where are you from, soldier?
Olympia Colony, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir. My family and I moved to Russia 3 years ago.
Ah, I see. You don't seem upset about it.
Yes, sir. No shame in facing history and the truth.
I'm surprised. I've met many people from Olympia, and it's always a difficult subject. I'm shocked at how calmly you refer to it.
Sir, truth is sentimental. Moreover, the Union's destruction of Olympia gives me reason to fight.
For what? Revenge?
No, sir. Olympia was destroyed because it wouldn't take sides in the war. I fight for the same cause as the Empire, to unite mankind under one flag and put an end to the nationalistic diseases which have caused war since antiquity.
I hope your nerve is as strong as your tongue, Gainsborough. Do you know why I was sent here?
To force the enemies out of the mountains. Or so they say.
Even I thought so. But no, we're expecting a special guest tomorrow. They sent me all the way here from Japan for her sake. Do you know why?
Because you're the best the Empire has to offer, General, sir!
Correct! It seems I'm the best hope for this army after all.
Sir? May I ask about my assignment?
Of course. Pardon me, it must be jet lag. Let's see, yes, you're assigned to be an Assault Class Heracles, certified pilot. What's your record?
In the simulator, I accumulated 50 kills. In combat, 3, sir.
When did you graduate from combat school?
4 months ago, sir.
Really? Well, I look forward to seeing your skills, Sergeant.
I look forward to serving under you, sir.
Take these to my crew chief, Hangar 4. Dismissed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lieutenant.
Sir?
How do you feel about the concert tomorrow?
Excited, sir. I was stationed in Hong Kong when she performed there.
I'm afraid I've never seen Melinda in action. What's she like?
If I may speak freely, sir, I think she's amazing.
Is she now? I look forward to meeting her.
I envy you, sir.
I get that a lot. Envy? Whoever envied the babysitter? Honestly.
Sir? So, what are we doing here?
Before we depart, I'd like you to... Melinda, what are you doing? Your panties are...
Help me down! There's no gravity in here!
Jeez, haven't you been in a low-gravity zone before? Don't use your feet too much. It's easier if you just use the handrail.
I know that! And besides, it's nothing they haven't seen in a magazine already.
Honestly, you're completely hopeless.
And that's why I pay you so much to be my manager, sweetie! Hey! Not again!
Smooth motions, Mel. Haven't you been listening to me? Oh, great, now I can't even reach you.
Hang on! I can almost... Ah! I can't move!
Need some help, miss?
Oh, no. I enjoy floating in midair with my skirt tucked between my knees.
Your first mistake was wearing a skirt in here. I'm no jet jockey. I can wear what I want. I call it a uniform. Civvies call it common sense. Or you could have borrowed a man pack from the foreman. A man pack? And don't call me a civvy. It sounds insulting to a lady of my stature. I'll keep that in mind. I meant a maneuvering pack, like the one I'm wearing. It really helps out around here. Let me set you down here.
Thank you. And what was your name?
Ah, I was looking for you. Melinda, this is Lieutenant Maria Sanchez. She'll be escorting us from the station today.
Oh.
I thought it'd be a treat for the pilots to meet you, before we set off for Earth.
Of course. It's always a pleasure to meet the brave men and women of the Union's armed forces.
Brave? I'm a coward. But I'm a pretty good escort, if that's any help.
Really? I always thought it took a lot of courage to fly one of those.
Flying is easy. Fighting is what takes guts. Well, I need to get back to work. Show yourself around. I'm sure the men will be glad to help you if you start floating again.
Nice to meet you, Maria. Good luck.
You will punch them out if they try to grope me, right?
Hey, that's good publicity.
The punching or the groping?
You tell me.
Are you sure you know what you're doing?
Of course. That's what you pay me for. Just hang on to the rails.
Instead of being a smart aleck, can we just go to the shuttle? I'm still tired from yesterday.
Tired? You're not allowed to be tired. You know that.
Peter, for once, try to remember that I'm a human. Humans are allowed to feel exhausted and strung out after doing 4 concerts a week for a month all over the globe. I need to slow down every once in a while.
But you're not human. You're Melinda Roman, entertainer and envoy of peace to the world. Allowing yourself to slow down means that you've become something less than that. And if you can't be that Melinda Roman, then your career is over.
You're right. Entertainers can't have their own lives.
They belong to the audience.
Yep. Well, time to sign some autographs. Stay close, all right?
Any luck yet, sir?
Nothing. There's too much interference.
Well, now what, sir? It's already morning. We can't bloody well sit here all day. We don't have the fuel.
I know that, Lieutenant! Just sit tight. Are there any other units in this area?
No, sir.
Okay. My antenna is gone, so we can't call for a pickup anyway. There's an abandoned fuel depot here. They withdrew during the fight, so we can refuel there if we hurry.
That's in contested territory, sir.
Tell me something I don't know.
I just farted.
That's just farted, sir.
Pardon me. I just farted, sir.
Now then, since you seem to be so helpful, why don't you go strip the antenna array from my core? Alone, it will be a long and tedious process where nobody has to know about your flatulence. Unless you have something useful to tell me.
Well, sir, since Melinda is visiting Belgrade today, by now they've called a ceasefire, and the enemy shouldn't advance, for now.
Thank you. Any other brilliant observations? Good. Now, pay attention. The depot is on a mountain on the other side of the valley. With the interference, we'll have to inchworm across so we don't lose contact with each other. McCullough will take the lead and scout ahead in 5-kilometer increments. Understood?
Yes, sir. Shall I prep for departure?
Go ahead. The rest of you will follow me. Any questions?
Any idea what's causing the radio interference?
I want to say it's the mountains, but they can't be causing this much. Even satellites are blocked.
Then what is it, sir?
If I knew that, I'd tell you. Now get ready to move out. We're nearly blind right now, so stay alert.
Moving out, sir. See you shortly.
So, what's the plan after we get there? Set tight until the war ends?
It's too far to make it home on foot. After we get there, we'll have to steal a ride home.
From where?
There's an airbase in range, not far from Belgrade. We can steal a carrier from there and get home that way.
Permission to speak freely, sir. Are you bloody retarded? If we break the ceasefire...
Which is why we're waiting until after the concert. I don't know how well this Melinda follows the news, but if she thinks I'm going to drop everything, including the safety of myself and my squad, for her sake, she has another thing coming.
You do know who she is, don't you?
Of course. She's a pop singer.
All apologies, sir, but I don't think you quite grasp how popular she is. 3/4 of the army is in love with her.
I find such outlandish exaggerations hard to believe.
But it's true. Both of us are in the fan club.
Come again.
We're members of her fan club. We've even got our cards. See?
What is this? Sesame Street?
If it is, then Big Bird must be having a really bad day.
Get ready for departure! We're following McCullough in 10 minutes. Honestly.
They're not joking. Melinda really is the most popular singer in the world right now.
How popular is she?
Politically, I'd say she's worth a few hundred of you. Don't take her lightly.
I'll keep that in mind. Keep us posted.
Ugh, I hate re-entries.
No, your stomach hates re-entries. You love coming to Earth. I thought you'd be used to it by now.
Some things never change. Now then, this is where I take over, so go enjoy yourself until the concert.
We'll have the stage all warmed up and ready for you. Don't be too long, okay?
Thank you. And you must be my host for the evening?
Yes, a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to Serbia. My name is General Drake.
Drake? Is that your last name or first?
It doesn't matter.
Of course it does. I'm not going to let you call me Miss Roman. So why should you let me call you Mr. Drake? I might confuse you for a duck. I'm not terribly bright, you know.
I have my reasons, Miss Roman.
Don't call me that. Didn't I just tell you?
You said you would. You haven't told me yet.
Oh, don't play the semantics game on me, General. Wordplay is my job.
Have it your way, then. I can't believe the rumors on your intelligence. I'm beginning to think you're actually smarter than people are led to believe.
Oh? Do tell.
No idiot has ever climbed to the dizzying heights of success you've achieved.
Really? I thought they said it was all my manager's doing. Reporters aren't supposed to lie, right?
They're not supposed to. But everyone knows we twist and manipulate the media to meet our own needs.
We being?
The military and the government, of course. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they're painting this visit as you giving special treatment to the Empire. And the next time you visit the Union, same story.
Of course. Who wouldn't want the blessing of the beautiful queen of the stage? Or at least make it look that way. So, where are we off to today? I'm at your mercy, Generalissimo.
Generalissimo? Ruthless I may be, but I am no dictator.
But all the good generals have political aspirations.
Are you trying to manipulate the Empire?
No, I'm just teasing, silly.
You should use more discretion in the presence of those in power. I have no desire to gain office. I'm a man of action, not words.
Sheesh, sorry to open my mouth. In case you've forgotten, I've been hosted by both the Emperor and the Prime Minister and countless other generals and political and industrial leaders. Don't think I can't conduct myself around powerful men. And you know what else?
What?
You haven't answered my question. What are we doing today?
I thought an early lunch would be appropriate. There aren't a lot of restaurants left in town, but I found a cafe with a good lunch special if you're interested.
Maybe. I hope it meets my standards.
I certainly hope so. A cheeseburger just wouldn't suit you.
Oh, God. He said the C-H word. Easy, girl. No cheeseburgers unless you're 5 pounds under.
That won't be necessary. What are we doing after lunch?
Didn't your manager tell you?
Nope. I've been pretty disoriented since my concert last night.
Last night? Weren't you on Skyhook too?
Yep. Melinda Roman doesn't rest when there are people who need her.
Well, there's an elementary school that would love to be graced with your presence.
School children aren't in my regular audience, but as long as there's someone to entertain, I'm there.
Entertainment. Is that all you live for?
Of course. You general types live for war. Doctors live to save lives. Pilots live to fly. They do what they're successful at. Likewise, I'm successful at entertaining people. So, that's what I live for.
You're definitely not an idiot. And you must be a superhuman.
I don't know about being an idiot. But you are wrong on me being a superhuman. I'm an idol. Better know the difference if you're going to hang out with me.
How did the mission go?
Flawlessly, sir. The shuttle reached Earth with no pirate or Imperial interference.
Excellent. Thank you for volunteering for this mission.
It was an honor, sir. I have always wanted the chance to meet Melinda.
You and most of the world. You may yet have more chances.
Sir?
In an effort to improve relations between the Army and Melinda, we are recruiting personnel to act as her escorts when she is in their region.
Don't tell me I'm one of them!
As a candidate, yes, you are.
Why me? I'd probably end up getting her lost.
We'll see about that. But the main thing you have going for you is that you're a girl.
Thank you for noticing, sir.
Of course I did. Anyway, you are a candidate for the list. You'll be eligible for perks, like bonuses, unlimited travel, and food allowances. And you'll also be withdrawn from any active assignments. How does that sound?
Really? I'm honored, sir!
Don't feel too special. The list is long and just about anyone is eligible.
Even that idiot Graves?
You've heard of him?
I was stationed on Earth when he flipped the table over at the strategy meeting for the Turkish retreat. He ended up trashing the room and drew up the whole plan on a chalkboard.
His strategy got us out of there with minimal casualties and in record time. But no, he is far from the list if his reputation goes this far out into space. The people we need near Melinda should be able to go more than 5 minutes with others before cutting them in half. He's a good commander, but enough of that. I wanted to bring up your new assignment.
Assignment, sir?
Skilled pilots such as yourself are in high demand on the front lines. Letting you sit here on guard duty is a waste of your talents.
Oh, of course, sir. I'd hate to let my skill rust.
Glad you see it that way. Here are the details on your assignment. See me if you have any questions.
Yes, sir.
As you were. Good day.
Sir! A combat assignment? Now they're just trying to get me killed.
About bloody time you caught up. I've been sitting here all day in this ravine waiting for you blokes.
Excellent. Then you followed orders.
What kept you?
We got waylaid a ways back. The patrols are resuming.
Which means there's no turning back.
Precisely. Think of it this way. Now it's imperative that we capture the plane and make it back. Otherwise, we'll be killed or captured out here.
Permission to speak freely.
We're the same rank. You can speak freely whenever you want.
Thank you. You're a fucking lunatic, Tony.
Thank you. I wouldn't have gotten this far otherwise.
Anyway, the good news is there's less interference out here. How is it in the mountains?
Still bad. Lucky the enemy was as blind as we were. Still can't get in touch with headquarters.
At the very least, it means the plane will practically be a stealth bomber once we're over the mountains.
If it holds, yes.
What's the plan, sir?
What time is it?
2000, sir. The concert should be starting now.
Then for now, we wait. We can't risk an attack while Melinda is still in the area.
How long do her concerts last?
An hour and a half, roundabout. She's on a tight schedule this week, and she'll probably depart immediately after.
The ceasefire lifts as soon as she leaves the airspace.
What time, then?
Let's see, maybe 2300 or so. She travels separately from everyone else.
We'll attack at midnight, then. Pound, secure a Pelican and fly us out of here. McCullough, disable their communications while Firth and I support Pound. Rendezvous with us at the airstrip.
Got it. So, what do we do now?
For now, tune in your radios and listen to the concert if you like.
Can we, sir?
Yes. I'm putting you out if you piss on the carpet, though. Keep the volume down and your core's on standby. No smoking and no loud noises. Everyone understand?
Sir!
I said keep it down, you idiots! Now man your posts and watch the show or something.
Three minutes to stage! Oh, Melinda, are you ready?
Almost. Help me with this strap.
There you go. How do you feel?
Perfect. How do you feel?
Same as ever.
Stressed? Come on! How many times do I have to say it? Let me handle it from here. You go relax and enjoy the show.
I'll relax when it's time for your sabbatical.
Huh?
I'll explain later. Oh, General! Thank you for showing her around today.
It was my pleasure. You're very good with children. I think you'd make a good mother one day.
Don't kid yourself. I'm only good with kids that aren't mine. I can't handle much responsibility. That's why I have Peter take care of everything for me.
What?
Nothing. But thanks again. Oh, who's that over there?
Who? Oh, that's one of my subordinates.
He's cute. Hey, come here. Yes, you.
Melinda, we don't have...
We've got time. What's your name?
Nova, ma'am. Nova Gainsborough.
Have you resigned recently, Sergeant?
Oh, sorry, sir. Sergeant First Class, Nova Gainsborough.
Don't be so bashful. I don't bite.
Of course not. That would be silly.
Well, I take that back. I only bite people I like.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. What? Are you nervous, Sergeant?
No, ma'am. I've never been this close to someone I liked. I mean, to you. I'm a fan, you see, and...
You like me? Oh, how old are you?
I'm 18, ma'am.
A little young. Maybe he can be my slave.
What?
Please, Melinda. Gainsborough is barely out of combat school. You'll make his hair even grayer this way.
Yeah, I noticed. Must be terrible to have gray hair at your age.
There's no point in fighting it. I have more important things to worry about than my hair.
Well, don't do something stupid like shave it off. It looks kind of nice.
Thank you.
Oh, that's my cue. Thanks again, Drake. Nice meeting you, Nova.
Are we finished here, sir?
Why? Wouldn't you like a backstage view of the concert?
If it's all right with you, sir, I'd like to be with the other men in the crowd. I don't like the way she makes me feel.
Are you sure? She brings out emotions in everyone. She's even making me feel excited.
Sir, please. I'll explain later.
Fine. Go join the others. Meet me in front of the hall after the concert.
Yes, sir.
How is everyone tonight? That's so. I don't think you guys are ready for me. That's better. Now, show me how much you love me.
Candy ball,
How was it, sir?
How was what?
The concert, sir. Weren't you listening?
No. Should I have been?
Sir, you... How is that possible? They even had video.
Easy. I didn't watch.
Then what on God's green earth were you doing?
Running diagnostics and taking a short nap. Is there something wrong with that?
I told you, he doesn't understand how big she is.
He only understands the size of shell calibers and capacitor ratings.
I heard that pound.
Oh, no offense, sir.
None taken. While you boys were listening, I ran a remote diagnostic on your go-walk. Pound, your left leg is slow. Might want to fix that before you attack.
Yes, sir. I'll get right on it.
And first, your countermeasure launcher is shredded. Ditch it.
Yes, sir.
Get your cores in fighting condition. We launch in 1 hour.
Concerts on Earth are exhausting.
Really? I thought it was the three encores that did it.
I can't help it. They just kept asking for more.
I always tell you, one encore. You need to rest between gigs. But do you ever listen? No, never.
Just keep me alive and on schedule, babe. Leave the entertaining to me. Where's the next gig?
Hong Kong. We should probably go ahead and board the plane.
Aww, already? And who could that be? Oh, Drake! Enjoy the concert? Where's Nova?
He decided to join the other men in our unit. And yes, the concert was very entertaining.
Very entertaining, huh? You sure are liberal with the adjectives, pal.
Like you said, I'm a man of war. Words are your department.
Oh yeah, I did say that, didn't I? Well, are you going to stand there all day, or do you have a gift for me?
A gift?
Yeah. You don't come into the star's room without a gift or at least something to autograph. And before you ask, I do not sign stomachs, chests, legs, or any other part of the body.
I wasn't about to. I just came to say it's been a pleasure hosting you and I wish you a safe flight.
Thank you, General. But the flight isn't happening yet.
Excuse me?
Mechanical failure on the plane. We're grounded for at least 2 hours.
What? Oh, man, this sucks.
Sorry, Mel. I can't do anything about that.
Oh, man. I'm tired, but I can't sleep right before we leave. Drake, save me!
Save you? I need to get back to work.
Please?
General, if you could keep her occupied for a couple hours while I deal with this.
There is a base about a half hour's drive from here. If you'd like to say hello to the troops.
Sure, why not? That sounds about perfect, don't you think, Pete?
I really appreciate it, General.
It's nothing.
Unlikely. So, what's the place like?
It's nothing much, really. A fueling and fitting station for air carriers with a small garrison of mechs. During the day, there's a ravine with a stream that is quite good fly fishing. There won't even be that many soldiers to bother you.
I know how to handle soldiers, General. But, lead the way. A midnight stroll around an airport sounds like a good time.